The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL Draft is coming up, and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter today.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Talon Jenkins, joined with our hosts. We got Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
It's going. It was a long night, long day. still recovering here a little bit. But yeah, you know, playoff. We got playoffs here now. I don't have to worry about the Flyers getting spanked in the first round. So just being able to watch these exciting series.
I am absolutely fucking fantastic, man. Last night could not have gone better. Well, it could have gone better if not for the fucking Red Wings scoring with 4 seconds left in the game. Of course, with a goalie pulled like they've been doing me all fucking season long. And of course, Patrick Kane scores the shootout winner. The Red Wings are kind of replacing the Flames in terms of the team that has fucking me over the last couple of years, the way that it's gone, especially in the second half of this season. But lost the point total there. But everything else went well. Panthers cover behind to win the division. Fucking yikes. That was awesome. Red Wings missed the playoffs thanks to the fucking Capitals. No thanks to Ryan's Flyers. And what else happened? Oh, Bruins. Yeah, just giving it away because they want to play the Leafs. 100 to 110 and a half points. I lost money in that market for sure, but at least one of the point total unders got there. Absolutely stupendous day. Bayern Munich today took care of Arsenal. No problem. 1-0. They were dogs in the series or in the quarterfinals there. Took care of them. And we had Real Madrid playing Manchester City in the other quarterfinal, and of course Real Madrid find a way to sneak it through in penalties. They're masters of this competition. Like they're not as good of a team as Manchester City, but they somehow find a way to get it to extra time. And then just once the penalty started, I was pretty confident that they would win. So yeah, we're getting Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid in the fucking semifinals of the Champions League. All here for it. Let's fucking go. I'm at the top of the moon. How you doing, Talon?
I have never been as stressed out in my life as I am right now. These past couple of days have been an absolute train wreck. I'm in the finals in two fantasy hockey leagues. They're both tight as shit. I got fucking a future bet with Matthews hitting 70 going on right now. I have a in-person 25-man playoff draft that I have to attend on Saturday with like $100 buy-in. So it's a massive pool that I'm freaking out for. I have a work playoff pool that I'm going through here. I'm fucked right now. The Leafs are playing absolutely horrendous hockey the past four games, which has been absolutely fucking terrible. Like I'm literally in a terrible place right now. We got to bang out four podcasts in three nights. I'm not, everything about in my life right now is revolving around hockey, and everything is absolutely fucking horrible. And I honestly am not in a good spot right now. So we're here
talk
though.
Talk about a juxtaposition here.
I know, like, yeah, we got top of the mountain to fucking bottom of hell right now. Everything is brutal. I freaked out today. I was like screaming and shit. Like it's getting to the gills. Like, and none of this is even like work shit or like family shit. It's just everything revolving around hockey right now is making my life completely miserable. So that's where we're at, and it sucks, and I hate it.
Okay. All righty.
So I don't know what we're doing. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. Tons of stuff in the world of sports. We have NHL playoffs popping off Saturday. That's going to be absolutely awesome. What else is going on? NBA, I guess, play-ins have started. I'm not really sure how that's going, but I'm sure it's a thing. Baseball, apparently I can't shit on baseball anymore because little fucking losers from Philadelphia get their panties in a knot, but I guess baseball's awesome. I'm glad you like it. What else is going on? NASCAR, tons of stuff in the world of sports. NFL drafts coming up. Bunch of shit going on. You can find all that information at the SGPN website. That's the place to be. Tons of stuff in the world of sports. Read all the articles. Listen to all the shows. Everyone's kicking ass. Everyone's doing such a great job. And of course, man, shout out to all our friends and pals in the Discord. Discord's always popping off. Good shit going on in there. We've had a couple people reach out on Twitter asking how to get into the Discord. So we've been happy to kind of point you in the right direction, like we said. But hell yeah, man, if you're not in the Discord, you're not making money. If you want to get in there, reach out to myself or Ryan on Twitter. We'll be sure to point you in the right direction. Or you can reach out to the HGP Twitter account. Social media assistant producer will tell you everything you need to know. He'll get you going. Or what you can do is just fucking strap on your angel wings and just fly up to heaven, baby, because you'll see our boy Joel Myers sitting there at the top of that cloudy mountain. And once you see him up there, just halo around his head or some shit like this. He'll be like, hey, Joel, how do we get into the Discord? And, you know, once he's done, just singing the praises of God himself, he'll be sure to tell you, yeah, this is how you get her done.
Hey, Ryan, the Sixers game, you're down by 11. Is this the one that they have to play another game if they lose, or if they're out?
No, this is the 7-8. So if they lose, they play the winner of whoever won yesterday. Who won yesterday? I don't know. Or they play the winner of this next game, Atlanta, Chicago.
Yeah. So they should win either way. So our Sixers' futures are still alive, hanging by a thread. But they'll have to play fucking Boston, though, right? So
yeah.
Good luck.
Make sure you check out Old Fashioned Football, giving away some autographed merch from Travis Etienne. J.K. Dobbins just signed with your Chargers, Talon. You excited about that?
I don't care right now.
Okay. Frank Gore and many more. Old Fashioned Football. Come for the football. Stay for the whiskey. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter.
All right. We're going to go through Lock Dogs and Total from last show. It was indeed our final Lock Dogs and Totals for the season. Here we go. I went 2-1 up 1.74 units. Joey went 2-1 up 1.54 units. Ryan went 1-2 down 2.09 units. We'll run through this quickly, and then we'll do an overall update here. I'll go first. I had Winnipeg in regulation versus Seattle minus 130. Did they get an empty netter? Last time I checked, it was 3-2. No, it was 3-2 final? 4-3 final? Okay, so Winnipeg took that. That was a bit of a sweat, though, truth be told, but they also secured up home ice in their series against Colorado, so big game there. For my dog, Washington moneyline versus Philly, plus 114. Good thing John Tortorella is fucking stupid, or else I might have had to sweat this one a little bit, but he pulls his goalie with in regulation.
They had to win in regulation.
But the rumor is that they already knew that Detroit got
their point. It was within minutes. And here's the thing. The Flyers losing eliminated the Penguins. So maybe there was something going on
there. Of course there's that. But either way, in the case of this bet, the Caps got it done, plus 114. And for my total, Leafs Florida under 6.5, minus 118. Leafs absolutely played the worst second period this team has played probably in like the history of their entire franchise. Gave up 4 goals, 3 of them in the time span of like 1.5 minutes. And still it was 4-2 with like 2 minutes left. Florida ended up getting the empty netter to push the 7th goal to make it go over the number. So that was a loss.
Yeah, for myself, my lock was my Flyers there, minus 135 against the Capitals. They played well, just couldn't find the back of the net, which was the story of their season. I lost 2-1 there. My dog, Jets on the puck line against the Kraken. They won in regulation, but not by 2. My total, this probably really should have been my lock. Capitals, Flyers, under 5.5, minus 110. Playoff atmosphere. Capitals are a frustrating team defensively. So, you know, at least it got one win there to close out the season.
I don't know if that should have been your lock, though, considering the speculation that Tortorella would – not even speculation. He downright said it, that he would pull the goalie if it was tied. So, you know, I think the over would be the bet there. Yeah, you're right though. The rest of the game, it played out like an under, but it's just that fact that there would be that empty net scenario would make it questionable. But anyway, for myself, the lock was the Golden Knights minus 1.5. It dominated the Blackhawks, of course, but Peter Mrazek made this a game for most of the game. Like, he was outstanding. He made like 4, 5, 10 bell saves. But thankfully, their offense did not give much. I think their one goal was like this fluke little jinx.
Crash the net. Dickinson got it, right? I was watching
that. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that one was okay. Thanks for an empty netter at the end. Senators Bruins over 6. Oh, terrible bet. Terrible bet. Because the Bruins, they want to play the Leafs, right? So they didn't do much offensively, just like they did against the Capitals. I should have been paying attention to that game as I made this bet here. Not a chance. 3-1 Sens win, and total Red Wings Canadiens over 6.5, even money as well. This one was easy. Red Wings, you know, they're terrible defensively. That James Reimer in net, Canadiens at Cade Primo in net, he was terrible. James Reimer is actually awesome. Canadiens should have won this game. But yeah, we got 9 goals in this one, so that was definitely the best bet of the board.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do our final update. picks for Lock Dogs and Totals. We've officially wrapped up, what is this, our third season of it? And our champion of the year is none other than the Hockey Gaming Podcast very own Joel Meyer. Joel Meyer with a finishing record of 67, because of course he has 67 wins, 68-3, down 0.77 units. I was behind him with a record of 69-69. Down 2.19 nice. Units.
Very, very nice.
I hate that so much, especially with what's happening right now. And then Ryan has a record of 58-75-2, down 21.16 units. Mr. Joel Meyer, congratulations, buddy. You killed it. That's, you did a great job over the year.
You killed
us at least, but yeah. Fucking congratulations on being the champ, buddy.
It's like winning the Masters with like a bogey or some shit. Like I wanted to get to in the black, but unfortunately couldn't get there. I think it was a good season overall, but the last couple months fucking killed me, right? Like, I think went 0-4 three times in the past 2 months. Fucking Lent kills me again. I'm okay. We'll get there one of these days. I was cheering for myself, but if it would be anyone else I'd cheer for, I would want Talon to get it because Ryan won one. I won one before. I was wanting Talon to get the third one, but that was just like maybe 50% of me. The other 85%,
it's like, fuck you, I want to win.
Yeah, exactly. But
hell yeah, man! I will say, I was battling, bro. There was a time, maybe about like 6 weeks or a month ago or some shit, or 2 months ago or some shit, I was negative 20 units. I was trying to pull the St. Louis Blues being last place at the All-Star break. And hammering and coming back to win the fucking cup or something like that. And it was so close. But it was two shows ago going 0-4. That fucked me. And every time, the past fucking four shows, three of them I bet Leaf games, and they fucked me every one. I went 0-3 on all of them. So that was my own doing, god damn it.
Yep. I just had a shit season. I no excuses. It was just horrible.
That's all right. What happens when we fall off the horse?
Get right back on that horse.
Back on the way. Now the Lock Dogs totals are done. Do you know what that means? Whenever one door closes, a window opens or something like that. And what this window is, it's the best thing we do on the show. We will be starting up for a third annual year. And if you're a listener of the show, you know exactly what this is. We're going to be bumping out the HGPPC. That's the Hockey Gambling Podcast Puck Buck Challenge. Fucking right. We do this for playoffs every year. It's absolutely electric. It's my favorite thing to do. Finally, something I have won. Considering reigning champion over here. Who won it? Julie, did you win it the first year or did Ryan?
The Avalanche won, so I must have.
Yeah, that's true. You probably loaded up in their futures. So, hell yeah. So, obviously, if anybody doesn't know, we keep like a running total of picks that we do for playoffs after every show. We each start with 1,000 puck bucks, which we then allocate towards future bets as well as, you know, next game's bets for like next days and stuff like that. Keep it running total. Whoever has the most money in their puck buck account after the end of the playoffs ends up winning. We won't be doing that. We'll probably do that Friday night because I imagine we'll have game lines out there for the actual Saturday games by then. So yeah. We'll probably start that out Friday night.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. All right, it's Bang and Smets.
Okay, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em games is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your favorite sports, including hockey there. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada, apparently. They got some good stuff going on this month. The thing tonight was there was some Jimmy Butler special. I got some Anthony Edwards thing for Friday, so make sure you check that out there. There's a pick 'em special for Friday playing games. Special should go live. So make sure you check out Underdog Fantasy using promo code HGP to double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code HGP.
All right, boys, this is it. We got 2 days left of regular season. For anybody wondering, we're not going to cover the games for tomorrow. There's fucking four games. Basically, not really any of them have any significance. I'm sure, there is 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 games, but whatever. Who gives a shit? It's playoff time. We're talking playoffs, and today we are talking primarily the Eastern Conference. More specifically, we're going to be doing a deep dive into the Metro. Obviously, our matchups in the East have all been set. We know who's playing who. We know where they're playing these games. First series, obviously, we have the Carolina Hurricanes versus the New York Islanders. Second series, we have the Washington Capitals versus the New York Rangers. We're going to try and do a little bit of a dive into each one here, maybe talk about predictions, some bets we're looking at, maybe prop bets, things of that nature, overall thoughts of the teams, especially the teams going against each other. So yeah, let's dive right into it here, boys. Ready to rock and roll or what?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so first series in the Metro here. We are going to discuss the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Islanders here. Probably should have done more prep leading into this. Looks like the series was split two games apiece by each team. And these were all close games for the most part. Three out of the four of these games went to one goal differentials here. Two of them went to overtime. So current odds here, we have Carolina. Now, I'm sure you can find different odds at different places, right? Like everybody always has different shares, especially this time of the year. We're seeing Carolina minus 340 to win the series, New York plus 280. Also, a couple other bets here. You know, obviously, we can bet like, you know, whether the series will end in five games, six games, seven games, all that different stuff, as well as point scorers. We maybe will jump into that. Boys, what are our overall thoughts on this opening series here between Carolina and New York that is set to kick off Saturday the 20th? That's this Saturday. First game's at 5:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a pretty boring season. Hurricanes look like one of the teams to beat here in the Eastern Conference. Of course, there are big questions are with their goaltending. I mean, Frederik Andersen's been great as long as he can stay healthy. He's been incredible since coming back from his blood clots there. And yeah, I mean, they finally got one out at the deadline and got Jake Gensel. They got Evgeny Kuznetsov. Since then, they really went on a tear. So I think they're going to take that momentum, go into the playoffs, and have a good series here against the Islanders. Yeah, they split the season series, but the only game that occurred after or in 2024 was on Long Island on March 19th. The Hurricanes won 4-1 there. So I think that's kind of the type of series we're going to see. Maybe in five games, a lot of low scoring games. Islanders play frustratingly low scoring hockey. But yeah, I like the Canes in this series. Minus 340, you know, it's a bit steep, but it's not horrible playing there. I'm also looking at them on the spread is around minus 150, minus 1.5 games. So if they win in six or fewer, that hits. Also, maybe just the Hurricanes in six is around plus 370. I could see that hitting. And Carolina to win game one in the series is minus 135. I think that's a good look. Repeat of a first round series last year. I believe the Hurricanes won that one another five or six games. So should be a similar thing this time around.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more with any of that. I'm on the Islanders here. I don't know about the winning the series, but definitely not laying minus 340 with the Hurricanes. I think the Islanders make this go long, six, seven games, no doubt. The juicy over 5.5 to get to six games. I like that quite a bit. The Islanders will definitely win. I mean, not definitely, but they will likely win two of these games. And like Ryan said, we did see this last season. And you know what? It lasted the game six, and it took a colossal bumble by Ilya Sorokin for the Canes to score that goal in overtime. I think he just passed the puck to the Canes player, put it in the empty net. Yeah, so the Islanders here would be the side for me. I'm not probably betting the series price, but the over 5.5, absolutely. I would bet the plus 1.5, maybe make this go seven games. If I had to bet the series price, I would absolutely look at the plus 280. I don't think that the Hurricanes are the same team in the postseason that they are in the regular season. So for that reason, I'm back in the Islanders here with new coach. The way that Patrick Wallace come in, transform this team, they've been excellent since he's come in. You know, a couple slides here and there, but generally speaking, he's transformed the team. The real question mark, though, is Ilya Sorokin. Like, especially since Rod took over, he's not been nearly the goalkeeper we've expected or that we've seen over the past few years. But Varlamov has come in. Maybe he might even see the fucking the first game. He might take the ice there. So he's got a lot of experience too. Of course, he knows Wash system and all that. Islanders are playing excellent hockey now. Hurricanes, you know, with Gensel and Kuznetsov now, they could definitely go on a run. Maybe that makes them a bit of a stronger play going forward. But in this series, I think it'll be a closer one than people expect, closer than this line suggests. So I'm leaning for the Isles here. Give me the over 5.5 games in this series.
I'm kind of splitting the difference between you two. You know, we got Goldilocks, we got Mama Bear, we got Papa Bear, and then we got a little baby bear over here. Okay, and I'll be little baby bear. I like Carolina.
You're Goldilocks. What are you talking about?
You like I like Carolina to win the series. I'm with Julie though. You know, -340. That's just definitely way too much juice. So how else can you make this play here? I think the Islanders are going to keep this close, man. Like we look at these the previous games that we saw, it was a 2-2 split. Like we said, three out of the four games were one goal differentials, two of them in overtime. The Islanders aren't just going to roll over in here. My first bet that I love the most is Carolina to win the series 4-2. It's at +350. I think that's a decent look here. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Islanders get two wins. And to what Joel said, you know, over the 5.5, I guess I think there's some value on that. The biggest thing for me in this, and yes, we saw Carolina, they're coming off a sweep last year. Didn't they get swept by Florida in the Stanley year in the fucking conference finals or some shit like this? So that's a kick in the pills. They're going to want to come back and play well. But the biggest point for me is Frederik Andersen and net. We talked a lot about goalies coming back from injury and definitely not, you know, playing up to the capabilities. The likes of Vasilevskiy comes to mind, Joseph Woll. You know, Thatcher Demko actually had a really good game last night in his first game back. So maybe he puts an end to it. But Frederik Andersen's injury was different. It was a blood clotting injury. Now, I've never had blood clots, so I don't know what that feels like. I imagine it fucks up your body pretty good. But it's not like he's coming off like a high ankle sprain or like a pulled groin or something like that, which, you know, affects the actual techniques rather of your play. And he's been looking damn good since he's been coming back. The thing I wanted to bring up with this the most, though, is he's coming into this postseason with the most rest he's ever had in his career. He's played 34 starts this year. To put this in perspective, the every other playoff year that he's been in, 66 games played regular season, 66 again, 60, 52, 52 last year. He's going into the postseason with 34 games.
Right 16, now. Talon. 34 was last year. This year is 16.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. My bad. It's not, his numbers aren't even showing up right now. That's how fucked up it is. So, yeah. So, basically, he's well-rested as hell, and he's playing some goddamn good hockey right now, man. So, Freddie's honestly in his little bit of a sweet spot. There used to be a thing with Frederik Andersen in Toronto. It would be called October Freddie, and he just shit the bed at the start of the year, every year. But by the time mid-November to late December kind of kicked in, this guy would be fucking rolling. And barring his timeline right now, that's essentially what we're seeing right now is November Freddy, December Freddy, man. So I'm very excited to see how he plays in these playoffs. He has the capability of stealing games as long as he can stay healthy. So love the Islanders here. And then, or not the Islanders, sorry, the Hurricanes. And then the additions that they've made are offensively as well, man. Like, that just helps him out with scoring. Obviously, Gensel is a big fucking piece. He's been playing exceptional hockey for them too. So, and then the likes of Kuzmenko as well, man. Like, these are offensive guys, and we all know the Carolina's problem in the postseason the past couple of years has been putting the biscuit in the basket. Hopefully they're going to be resolving that. So
yeah, I do like that over 5.5 that Joel said too. I think a -140, that's a good price. Another bet I might look at is the team with the most shots in this series. It is juicy, but the Hurricanes at -200, just with the way that they pepper the other team and the way they, you know, limit shots against. I think they had pretty good shot differential in all four of the games against the Islanders this season. Yeah, they outshot them in all four games, 46-25, 43-16, 40-28, and 34-31. So -200 there might be worth a play rather than just betting the Canes.
One more thing that concerns me about the Islanders is that the Hurricanes have the second best power play this year, and the Islanders have the worst penalty kill. So that's a significant matchup advantage for the Hurricanes. So that'd be one thing that concerns me for the Islanders, but hopefully their goaltending can stand tall and bail out their fucking shitty penalty kill.
And we have learned over previous years that the refs do tend to kind of open the whistles up in the first round. They tend to go away second, third, and fourth round a little bit more, but there are traditionally penalties in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, here's the thing, like, it actually is the first two games of a series. So if it goes long, then the whistles go away, like 5, 6, 7. Though that's when the penalties stop coming. But yeah, the first few games for sure. Maybe the Hurricanes have more of an advantage when there's more power play opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Anything you guys like for like most points or whatever? Like, obviously you have the Aho as a +300, Gensel +300, Barzal +400. I don't know, like maybe even Dobson +2200. You know, he's been racking in the points on the back end. It had to be sneaky. You'd have to have low scoring games for something like that to kind of come through, but there's potential for it as well.
Yeah, that definitely could come through. Marty Natchez, I kind of like. I know he's had kind of a down year. He's a long shot there. But, you know, that's kind of what you're looking for here. The Canes have a few different guys that – no, like Aho's their star, but no one's – like he's not far away above everyone. But I was looking at some Conn Smythe prices here at FanDuel for the Canes. Gensel and Aho are both 25-1. Anderson 30-1 might be the one I like the best. Smetchnikov 35-1, Brent Burns 180-1. So I think that if you like the Canes long term, I think you sprinkle a few of those, and then you know you can add more as the playoffs go along too.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't add anything for the Hurricanes right now. They're like the Knights, right? They have too many. There's no like one guy that you can back.
It's not like you got a McKinnon buzzing around there driving the play or a McDavid.
I would. The only person I would bet right now is Freddie, because I think, like Talon said, he's going to be rested. He's on his game. He's allowed 13 goals in his 10 starts since coming back. Like, I think that would be, and that would be the storyline. Like, they would have low scoring games. Or he'd probably have a few shutouts. Like,
possibly
30 to 1 is not bad there.
I'm staying away from goalies these days because we're seeing a higher scoring league right now, and there's going to be some goals scored. And voters will look at, you know, past performances by goalies, and that will dictate how they vote. But for the most points, I think Brent Burns 60-1 because he's on the first power play unit. And he just mentioned the Islanders' weak penalty kill. So if the Hurricanes power play just wins the fucking series, Brent Burns is going to get some points. So at 60-1, that would be my only look for that market. Yeah.
You watch the Canes power play, he's the trigger man on the back end, just a massive clap bomb coming from the point, right? So, and that can always hit off sticks, generate rebounds, and he still gets a point for that. So it's not a bad look at 60-1, that's for sure.
That's not bad at all. Just the thing on Conn Smythe awards. Go to FanDuel. FanDuel usually has the best odds. Anderson's 30-1 there. DraftKings, he's 16-1. So just make sure you shop around if you can. If you live close enough to a state where that has FanDuel, like Massachusetts, go ahead and get there. Because you know FanDuel hangs some bad odds there or good odds for us.
They're not a sponsor, but I remember last year Ryan was able to hit what was Pavelski you hit him?
Oh, Pavelski was like 150-1. He had a hat trick in the game and it was still there. I was like, all right, I'm gonna fucking hit that then.
Exactly. So pay attention to like when players are going off and the odds aren't moving, that's when you buy in. That was an excellent bet by Ryan there. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I had a lot of good Conn Smythe bets last year, and then I
had fucking Marchessault killed them all. Yeah,
fuck off at that. That's the biggest snub of all time. I still stand by that. Jackie Aces should have won Conn Smythe. Yeah. One thing I bring up in this game too, I forget who it was. One of you guys said you're kind of leaning more towards unders and like totals in this. I'm kind of the opposite way, man. Like, yeah, you think about the Islanders, you think boring systems, you think Carolina not really scoring too much. But like every time we see these guys play, it seems to be a fucking absolute shootout. And that's just the nature of games being close, I guess, right? So I'm not going to say I hate the unders, but I'm going to say I'd have to more lean towards over goal totals or should I say higher than or something? I don't know. But yeah, so I'm going to be leaning towards overs, I guess.
Yeah, with the way the Islanders are playing since Watt took over, and then the Hurricanes, of course, we know they're excellent defensively, but the goaltending historically has kind of fallen apart in the playoffs. So I could see some overs hitting in this series.
All right. And as one of you alluded to, it could be Varlamov in net in game one. I saw people speculating that Sorokin starting tonight in a meaningless game meant that Varley was getting rest for the playoffs. So we'll see. I could definitely see both of them playing too, because the Canes could get a blowout win and, you know, they go to the next game.
But see, that's what I don't necessarily love about tandem goaltending. It's like going back and forth between one or two guys. Maybe I'm old fashioned. Like, yes, it's a luxury to have, but I like the idea of just having one set gamer. This is your fucking guy. He's going to be in between the pipes, you know. Now, obviously, if he's not playing well, that's a detriment to your team and you're fucked. But I don't know. I just like the idea of when it comes playoff time, you have a bona fide number one, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a luxury, but this is we're entering into a new era of hockey, right? The last couple of years.
Yeah, I understand that. But
you got to ride the hot hand. I think that's the way you like it. So I like the tandems actually because, like the goalies who haven't played, I don't have the stats on hand, but the goalies that haven't played as many games actually perform better in the playoffs because they're more rested. So that's why, you know, I like Demko being injured for the last couple months actually gives him an advantage going into the playoffs. But I like the tandem system. The Bruins have been excellent at that in terms of, you know, since the Tim Thomas and Tuukka Rask. And now,
well, how did it work out for them last year, though, right? It was a question mark. Do we play Swayman? Do we play Ullmark? And ultimately, they made the wrong decision, and that's the whole conversation in the offseason, right?
So, well, it worked for the Panthers, though, in the same series. Like, they had Line going into it, and they switched to Bobrovsky, and he was excellent, so...
Yeah, but is that the same though? Because, like, let's face it, Bob was the number one. It wasn't. Now Lyon took the job from him. But anytime you're paying a goalie $10 million to be on your team, he should be the designated number one. So I don't know if I'd consider that an underlier or what.
That's right? Why you don't pay a goalie $10 million.
Well, that's why you don't pay a goalie $10 million. Mm-hmm. You're right, 100%. Worked for well for Carey Price though. He was making $10 million. He dragged that Habs team to the finals. So I don't know. It's good conversations though. It's interesting. So. Mm-hmm. All right, any other final thoughts in this series here before we move on?
Don't really think so.
Why is Spencer Carberry getting all the love for Jack Adams and Patrick Waugh's getting nothing? Not a word. He's doing the same thing. Like, he turned the team around.
I don't know about that.
No.
No. Carberry took a bag of rocks and turned them into fucking a bag of shiny rocks. Like, fucking, I don't want to say diamonds because, like, let's face it, it's the Caps here. But fucking Patrick Waugh came in with, what, like 25 games left in the year to a team that realistically should be around the bubble and ended up getting them in. Like, so yeah, it's good that he got him in, but I wouldn't say he's like fucking Jesus out here or anything.
And he came in too late, too.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying either is going to come close to winning, but I think that Waugh did an excellent job. Like, you're getting Chris Knobloch is getting all the love, and there's no love for Patrick Waugh when he actually turned that team around. Like, the defensive numbers were absolutely abysmal under Lane Lambert, and then Patrick Waugh came in and steadied the team and all that. I just think that he deserves a little bit of a mention.
Waugh was hired back in January. I guess that was earlier than I thought. 2015-6 under him. Have one game tonight, still going. So that's a very Islanders record. More losses than wins, but, you know, plenty of overtime losses there.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move it down here. Do we have more ads, or is that it? We're moving it down?
No, sir.
Okay, we're moving it down. We're going to talk about the second series in the Metro here. We have the New York Rangers against the Washington Capitals. The current odds for this series, obviously, as you'd expect, the Rangers are massive favorites. They're sitting at -450 favorites to the Capitals, +350 dogs. Season breakdown between these two teams. What did we have here? We had one, two. It was another 2-2 split. Holy shit. Obviously, we know that the Rangers are the much better team. The odds do show that and reflect it here. Washington has been sneaking into the finals. Is there any merit in the whole, we've been playing playoff series for their playoff games for the past month, just trying to fight for their lives to get in? I don't know. You look at this Washington team when it comes to a depth for a center, they're very young. They have a lot of young players in their lineup, obviously being bolstered with the likes of Ovechkin as well, just being an old fucking killer out there. But he's another guy that kind of put a lot on the line towards the regular season to get those goal scoring numbers up. Does he still have enough in the tank, especially at his age, to get this done? And I still think there's some questions in net between the Capitals here. I'm not sold on Lindgren. Yes, we've seen him play well towards the end of the year to get Washington. Or not the end of the year, maybe the last half of the year. Give him a little bit more credit. And then Kemper is a Stanley Cup champion, but still, I definitely don't love what I see between the pipes with those two, especially when you're going against the likes of Shesterkin, who was the best goalie in the entire league, what, like 2 years ago or some shit like this. Found his game a little bit more towards the end of the year. Obviously, he struggled at the beginning, but they did have Jonathan Quick as well to help bail out this New York team, who is a Stanley Cup champion, does have experience, and has had a fucking fantastic year. We've covered that a lot throughout the season. Boys, what are our thoughts here on this opening series? First game is on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
You can go first this one, Joel.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I've been critical of the Capitals for, you know, most of the season here. And yeah, they squeaked their way into the playoffs because the rest of the teams were shit. You know, Penguins, Devils are far superior teams, but the Capitals got in because they won the games. They got the points. Credit to them for getting there. But now that they're against the best team by record anyway in the Eastern Conference, it's going to be a much tougher affair. Yeah, sure, they split the series in the regular season, but now that the games mean a lot more, I don't love the Rangers either, but Rangers -1.5 games, -190, under $2. I like that quite a bit, or you could parlay the Rangers with the Who's another big favorite? Not the Carolina Hurricanes, but someone like the I don't know. -450 is definitely a parlay like to look at, but -1.5 games, -190. I like that a lot. Rangers to win this one without game seven. I like that quite a bit. In five games, +210. I'm seeing. I like that as well. You know, the Washington Capitals get a game, but no, the Rangers should roll here. They're rested. They've been ready for the playoffs for a while. Yeah, Capitals. They don't. I don't know how they've even gotten to this position. Like, remember when the Avalanche were -800 against the Predators and just rolled them 4-0? I could see something like that happening, and it's -450 now. Rangers aren't the Avalanche team of 2 years ago, but the Capitals are worse than that Preds team of 2 years ago as well. So, yeah, it's Rangers or nothing here. I don't see this one going long. Under 5.5 games, Rangers in five, Rangers -1.5. That's what I'm looking at for this one.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's a series that the Rangers should win, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Capitals did. I think +340 is a decent price for them here. You know, I mean, they did have a tough stretch there late March into, you know, last week. They went 1-5-2, but then when it really mattered, they buckled down. 4-2 win against Tampa, 2-0 against Boston. No one saw them winning that one. And then in Philadelphia with the empty net goal to win it there. So, you know, I don't hate it at +340, especially given the Rangers struggles at 5-on-5. I think I'm not sure how the Capitals penalty kill is, but you know, they split the season series.
Watch the Capitals and the Islanders both win.
Could you imagine?
Second round. What an awesome series.
Brutal.
Yeah, like the Rangers have their flaws. If Shesterkin's not on his game, I mean, he definitely can be, but if he's not, then you know, they might not do too well. Capitals penalty kill right there, middle of the pack, 79%. So yeah, I wouldn't lay the juice on the Rangers here. I don't mind, you know, Capitals +2.5 games is -145, but that's implying it goes six games. You can get over 5.5 games at -134 for almost 10 cents cheaper. So I don't mind that there. Series to go exactly six games at +240, I think could be a look here. I think the Rangers could get a scare here from the Caps. They're not really expecting much. They do have some demons from their last few playoff runs about a decade ago in the 2010. So I could see the Capitals getting up for it. They play a lot of low scoring games. Could see some 2-1, 3-2 wins here, especially if it goes to overtime. Don't feel anything really too strongly in this series. Like Joel said, it could be a sweep. So over 5.5 games is only like a slight lean. I don't know if I'll end up really betting anything in this one before the series starts.
Our friend Doug Reed says, Ryan, you have that Beatles look tonight. Like, doesn't he? Doesn't he tell? He looks like straight out of Manchester.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I never really was a big
letter.
Oh, I do. I do. I just the first image that comes up for the Beatles is just the
you don't know what the Beatles look like?
I know what the Beatles look like, yeah, but I had to see a picture of them next to my video here.
Oh my god. All right. Sorry there, Ringo. Yeah, for my look in this series, I think the Rangers just fucking walk the Caps here, man. I'm sorry. New York's been awesome at home all year. Obviously, they have home ice advantage. I think they get it. What I really like about this team, and I touched about maybe the lack of depth in Washington. I think that's opposite when it comes to New York, man. Look at this team here. They have Panarin, who had a fucking unbelievable year with 120 points. That's fantastic. But Christ, man, there's fucking five guys on this roster that hit over 70 points with, you know, Zibanejad hitting 72. You can even call that a down year. Adam Fox was 72. Kreider, you know, was 75. Vincent Trocheck had an unbelievable year, 77. A lot of that's just feeding the puck to Panarin, let's face it. But and then the likes of Alexis Lafreniere, who had a solid season. He had him for himself. Kaapo Kakko was a little bit banged up, didn't have the greatest of season, but we know that kid line that they had rolling last year in the playoffs, that became a thing, right? So from a depth point of view, I absolutely love what this Rangers team does provide, even defensively, man. Jacob Trouba's a fucking gamer when it comes to playoff, right? He's one of those guys that his game is just, it transitions over so well. So I love them in the back end, especially with the puck moving, you know, like Adam Fox that we're going to see. I like it, man. I like the Rangers a lot, even heading into the playoffs as a whole here. I think my favorite bet for them would probably be like a 4-1 final. You can find that at +250. What did Jolie say? Under five games, like somewhere else or some shit like this. I guess that'd pretty much be the same thing, barring a sweep. But yeah, so I like that. I don't know. I don't think the Caps keep this one close at all. I feel like they might get lucky and like get like an OT win or some shit like this or a close one. But I feel like every game the Rangers are just going to come out physical and just run them into the ground or skate them into the ground with their depth. And I'm sorry, I don't think the Caps have, I shouldn't say they don't have what it takes because they got fucking Ovechkin on their team, but I don't see them scoring a lot of goals in this series, man. So maybe if you can find like a number on the under for Capitals goals for the entire series, I'd probably look a little bit more towards something like that.
One more thing here. Just looking forward, like when it's like this big of a favorite here and you favor the Rangers over the Capitals, I think the Rangers are far likelier to win over the Capitals than the Hurricanes are to beat the Islanders, for instance. Like you look at the cup odds and the Hurricanes are ahead of the Rangers, which doesn't really make sense to me because the Rangers have more or less a bye into round two. I think
they're gonna lose. Caps are gonna win. We just keep fucking shitting on them.
I already made a bet. I made two bets. I would say that I would shave my armpits like a fucking metrosexual if the Capitals win the cup, and I would bet the what was the other one? Capitals local. Yeah, then I'll make it another first round. Okay, we can make bets on that as well. Yep.
All right, go ahead. I mean, claim to do things. Continue.
I don't love the Rangers.
Didn't know we could bet armpit hair in the puck puck challenge.
The point is, Anders could actually
do something. How many puck cents is that worth?
Anyway, point is, the Rangers to win the cup would I think that would be a better bet now than the -450, just because you're going to get like a free roll into the second round. The odds will decrease significantly. So if you're betting the -450, you might as well bet the Rangers win the cup. I'm not doing it, but if you like the Rangers a lot, now would be the time.
The only person betting the Rangers to win this series is Archer. That's it. Okay.
No, I'll bet some Rangers to win this series, no doubt. But I'll parlay it with like fucking Scotty Scheffler to win this weekend or something.
Nelly Korda, she's winning everything on the LGPA lately. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else? Like, I feel like I don't know. I'm kind of with you, Joel. I feel like they're just going to fucking absolutely crush this series. It's not even going to be tight, right?
Like, they've been living off the the skin of their ass, just like coasting along.
I hope they get up like 3-0 or something, because honestly, I just want to see Tom Wilson do something dirty. I live for dirty plays in the playoffs. I want to see him two-hand someone in the face, jump up and elbow someone in the nose, just something stupid. Run Shesterkin, just something fucking dumb. I want to see him shoot a puck into the bench. Like, assholes in playoffs fucking get me so fired up. I cannot wait.
One good thing about the Capitals being in the playoffs, it's Tom Wilson and Alexander Ovechkin. Those guys belong in the postseason.
Yeah. Ovi's a gamer in the playoffs too, right? He'll throw the body. He's good for at least one fucking...
Charlie Lindgren hasn't played in the playoffs either, right? That's another good thing to point out.
Yeah, never...
So, he had a great season, but it's new territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they rode him hard down the stretch. He played the back-to-back in Philly in the game before that. So, he's getting a few days off now, but, like, it still could fade a little bit.
All right.
Darcy Kuemper, though, he has some good playoff experience, so you never know.
Don't bring that up again.
And remember last year, the Rangers beat the Devils 5-1 in game one and game two, and the Devils came back. Obviously, the Devils are more talented than this team, but that could be something to watch out for.
I feel like we're shitting on the Caps a lot here. I think it's worth noting, like, there's a lot of young players on this team, and sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Right? So they're playing in there. It's a lot of their first times in the Stanley Cup playoffs here. Who's to say they're not just going to go out there and fucking buzz around or something, you know? I imagine they won't, but you never know.
This is actually a great experience for them going forward. This is like the perfect scenario because they got a bunch of good young guys coming up, and they're in a lot better spot than the Penguins, for instance. Right? We're going to be fucked. They're not going to get the playoffs experience, and they have no prospects whatsoever.
Dude, this Washington team, it's going to work out perfectly because, like, eventually Ovi, whether it's next year or the year after that, he's going to hit the Gretzky goal record. But by then, if you look at the cupboards of Washington, they have got like 6 Russians that are unbelievable kids. Connor McMichael's buzzing around there doing his thing. Like, they're going to be in a position to transition away from the Ovechkin era and be set to contend almost immediately if they can, you know, sure up some goaltending. Like, so it's what Washington's done during the last curtain call, I guess, the best years is pretty good.
Like, people in the media are saying that the Capitals are just being dumb, like just playing out for OVO. We just got to get him his goal scoring record. Fuck off. They're actually doing a lot better job than people 100%.
And what they're doing a lot of is they're signing guys and then moving on for them at the deadline too. Asset building, asset grading, and asset management. You know, it's like, hey, we'll give you an opportunity to play top 6 minutes here, which if you're an NHL player with that capability, you should be able to play in the top six. Your team will be intrigued, boost your quality, go fucking for a playoff run somewhere else, and then they retain picks out of it, right? So it's they've done things properly, I guess, is the way to say.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're a Caps fan and you're listening to this, you're welcome. You know, we shit on you, but we build you back up. That's what we like to do, you know? We kick you down, we pick you up, 100%.
Just not your year. It's just not your year.
Yeah, they know that. Anything could happen, but yeah, I agree. All right, any other final thoughts here?
Well, most points in the series here. You got Panarin, heavy favorite at +150. Trocheck, though, right behind them, +800. If it's a short series, you could see Trocheck picking up an assist on Panarin goals. Trocheck is also on the power play, so I don't mind that for a little play there at 8-1.
I got nothing for this. I actually look at the Conn Smythe stuff for the Rangers because that team is actually pretty interesting. But nah, I got nothing right now. We'll revisit this in the HGP PBC or whatever.
One look I don't hate for most points here, and everybody forgets that this guy can be a fucking gamer in the playoffs, is Zibanejad. You can get him at +1,000 here. 2 years ago when the Rangers went on a run, they had 20 games played. He had 24 points, 10 goals, 14 assists here. So obviously he had a bit of a lackluster season this year, but this guy, there's no reason why he's not capable of showing up in the playoffs and in this series maybe popping in, you know, 6-7, maybe 8 points or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like the Rangers are a team where you can't quite nail down a Conn Smythe guy either. You got Shesterkin 22-1, Panarin 25-1. You got Fox up there. Zibanejad could go on a run. Kreider could have a bunch of key goals. Like they're a team where there's a bunch of guys.
Panarin would be the best.
I was going to say 25-1. I like Panarin on that.
Yeah,
100%. All right, that's it for the Metro boys. I got to ask. Obviously, I think I know the answer to this. If one of these two dogs was to advance, who do we think it is?
I think it's the Capitals. Islanders, do you guys think
200%,
it's the Capitals?
400%.
I agree.
There's no way the Capitals are advancing.
Yeah.
The Canes aren't losing four games to the Islanders. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, the Rangers aren't losing four games to the Capitals.
Yeah.
400%.
All right. All right. We're going to keep these. We're going to be coming back with an Atlantic preview at some time here. So we'll be keeping these nice and shorter than, I guess, our normal shows, even though this is still like a 45-minute show, I guess. But yeah. So whatever, we're going to wrap this up. Everybody go share on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. Tons of stuff in the world of sports, baby. Obviously, we got hockey. Playoffs are starting. That's going to be awesome. 6 games tomorrow. If you want to know our picks tomorrow, get in the Discord, man. We'll be popping them off there. So that's one way to figure out what we'll be playing tomorrow, if anything. So check out the SJPM website. Listen to the other shows. Check out all the articles. Everybody does an awesome job, especially this time of year. Or like I said, get in the Discord, man. If you want to get in the Discord, reach out to myself or Ryan on Twitter. We'll be sure to point you in the right direction. Or you can reach out to the HGP Twitter account, social media assistant producer. We'll tell you everything that you need to know. Or yes. What you can...
I know what you're looking at.
Or what you can do is fucking just get off my ass. And when you're off my ass, Joel's going to get off my ass too. And you guys can be off my ass together. You can just ask him, how do you get into the Discord now that we're off his ass?
Yeah, I'm going to lose a lot of money on this fucking Austin Matthews score today, but at least you got the shots. Anyway.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Tell a friend. We got the playoffs coming up. We're going to be doing a lot of shows, so make sure you subscribe and like, comment, review, all that good stuff.
All right, everybody. My name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me at Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94. Let's go Oshawa Generals, baby. I'm pretty sure they're up like 3-0 in their series here. I think they're playing Ottawa still. So Jens for the fucking OHL champions. Jens for the fucking Memorial Cup. Let's go, baby.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer. You'll find me spoiling, but not spoiling the Leafs score, but it was not Austin Matthews.
Shut up, Joel. Don't tell me this shit. I only want to know. Was it Nicky Bobby? He's ripping down the wing right now.
I didn't see it. It was somewhere that
pull the goalie. Cut. Pull the goalie, Sheldon.
Yeah. So.
No.
Let's we got 2 minutes left to get our guy, Joel.
Holy Christ. Oh, fuck it. That was actually a sick goal. It was fucking unreal. All right. Thanks for hanging out. Peace. Rory McIlroy is still a bitch, even though he is actually not signing with Liv, but he's still a bitch.